This is Dave Fleming. Welcome to day 20 of the Seekers Challenge. Forge your path. This is the insight and really the challenge of week 3 of the Seekers Challenge. Forge your path. We've considered how owning our path is the first step onto the path. To take responsibility, to move deeper onto our path, to live our path, not to piggyback or pose or be an imposter, but to own it and walk it. How to then honor and learn from other paths while still forging your own, never getting completely wedded to one path. How to practice, how to take and make space for spiritual practices, and how to see life itself as a spiritual practice. And today we come to another important element required to help forge our path, and that is the dynamic and the action of risk. The challenge question for today is this: am I willing to risk forward deeper on to the spiritual path, deeper into my own spirituality? Am I willing to risk? If you think over your life and you think of the important and significant accomplishments, things that you have achieved, that you are proud of, things that have enriched your life. As part of that story, somewhere, you will find the dynamic and the action of risk. Is it too much of an overstatement to suggest that nothing of value can be crafted in life without risk? Is risk a necessary component to live a well-lived life? To design and to experience a deep spirituality that is rooted in everyday life? Can that happen without risk? Without risking forward into new terrain? Without leaving something behind and risking into that place of ambiguity where we can learn new insights, discover new treasures, and forge our way forward? What happens to a spiritual path? What happens to a spirituality if it is void of risk? Where in your life, where on your seeker's path, do you need to risk? What does it mean to risk on the spiritual path? Well, all the weeks may come together in an answer. To risk is to leave something behind that once created amazing security, once gave us a familiarity that made life seem rich and the experience of life worthwhile. And for whatever the reason, we now find it's time to venture out. And there is a risk to let go. There is a risk to let go of something that feels familiar and to venture out to where the dragons are, beyond where the boundary of the map is familiar, and into unfamiliar territory where we reach into transcendence and experience the mystery of life in new ways, or we confront something in our own person, our own personality, our own way of being. We confront something that needs transformation. That's risky. It's much simpler to sit on the side of the road and watch everyone walk by. It's much easier not to exercise. It's much easier not to do the hard work that will advance a career. It's much easier, at least in the beginning, to just binge watch my life away. It's so much easier to take the path that's easier and temporarily, and perhaps initially, more comfortable. But to risk forward into new terrain, out of that which seems easy, out of that which seems familiar, and into that which is disorienting, even disrupting my life, can yield tremendous, tremendous meaning and results in my life. Is it true that nothing of value can be crafted without risk? And if that's the case, then it is also true of spirituality. Take a deep breath right now. Finding the rhythm of your breath. That part of you that's so close and so intimate, your breath. Life-giving breath. And as you breathe, consider this question. Place this question in your mind almost as a meditative pointer. Where in my spiritual life, where in my experience of transcendence and transformation do I need to risk? Listen. Listen to what arrives. Where do I need to risk? Is there something to let go of? Is there something to embrace? Is there a behavior that is hurting your life? Is it time to let go of that? That's risky, particularly when we feel a familiarity and some level of comfort in that. Is there a place where you're not being honest with yourself or with others? Is there a risk to make time to practice your spirituality? To avoid the lie that you don't have time? Is there a story that you're telling yourself about your life that it's time to let go of? a story perhaps that started when other people told it about you. And it no longer serves you. It's simply a story you've been telling yourself. And it's time to let go. Are you holding on to certain thoughts and opinions that have become deep, destructive emotions? Are you longing to reach deeper into transcendence, to explore spirituality in ways you've never explored before, that make you uncomfortable, but put you deeper onto a path that has adventure and meaning attached to it? Where do you need to risk? When I risk, I step out into the unknown in order to grow and develop and expand my life, my spirituality. There may be times where it will look to others as though the risk you're taking is irresponsible, but make no mistake, risk and irresponsible action are not the same thing. It could look that way to others. But this is not about irresponsible action. This is about a discernment process that often requires us to bring other people into our circle so we can share with them what we're considering doing, not so they can tell us what to do, but so we can gain wise perspective from other people. To impetuously act, to impulsively act out of a kind of desperation or anger is usually not positive risk. Reactivity and risk are different and usually lead to different outcomes. Be mindful, be thoughtful, be wise in your risking, but risk nonetheless. Where do I need to risk? Forward, to deepen my spirituality.